Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you just heard Henry McMaster there. Big enough disaster that he's come off the golf course to manage it. Because somebody's gotta. As the Democrats cut off critical funds for the poor in order to get funding for Cadillac plans for illegal immigrants. Again, and the number is astonishing when you hear it, and this is radio, so I can't show you, but what Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, actually did yesterday, 2 days ago now, was put up the piece of paper, the demand paper that Chuck Schumer gave him. On it, on that demand paper, is $200 billion worth of funding for illegal immigrant health care. That is the cost of canceling the part of the big, beautiful bill that makes giving illegals federally funded health care illegal. Now, that was already illegally, but the loophole they had to close was the pass-through money, the money that was sent to states in block grants. So the states would commit with the partnership of the Biden administration, we're learning all this week, mass fraud.
Right. So the states could then break the law.
Yes, the states could break the law. So what the Biden administration did was turn the fraud controls down to zero. We know that now. We found that inside the Medicaid, Medicare department.
No, because there's no crime if you can't look for it and find one.
Right, exactly. You're not allowed to look for it, right? So this was so well done, so craftily done, that the last 3 months, under Donald Trump, $1 billion has gone out the door for Medicaid for illegals just in six states. But they found it. This is the good news. We found it, folks. This is the beginning of us taking back our country and our government. It makes you mad to hear these things, but understand I'm telling you them in the context of we found it. Thank God. And that is why you are seeing the reaction from the Democrats that you are. The absolute freak out. We weren't ever supposed to find this. Trump wasn't even supposed to look for it. He didn't even look for it in his last term. They thought they'd get through this and the illegals would all stay on the system. But that's not happening. So that has led to the situation this morning where our governor is dealing with an emergency, as he should. And poor people are going to lose food, including people in some very desperate situations. And I'm going to be honest with you, when 40 million Americans are on, you know, food stamps or are on these benefits, some of them are deadbeats. No, they're gaming the system.
But
they are.
There are legitimate cases
of
need.
Yes, there are. And those people are going to be in a world of hurt. I mean, when you have to use the, you know, our National Guard troops for food banks, for food distribution, and the Democrats, Lee, I just want to play you this. Just a small sample from yesterday. See this as winning. This is Democrat Representative Brad Schneider on News Nation explaining, yeah, people can't eat, but this is a game and we could still win.
Republicans control the House.
That's the wrong one. I'm sorry.
Senate.
Here we go.
DDHQ average poll shows Republicans' favorability rising during the shutdown.
So let me ask you a different question. Did you watch the baseball game last night?
No, sir.
18 innings. If you would ask me in the 9th inning, 10th inning, 11th inning, who was winning, I couldn't tell you because the game's not over till the game's over.
It's a game. It's a game.
Interesting point.
Yeah. And here's Democrat Senator Chris Coons.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage. And although a very unpleasant tool to use.
Yeah, so it's a tool.
Yeah.
Again, they're trying to get two things. The dissolution of part of the big, beautiful bill that blocks the Medicaid from going to illegals and $200 billion to fund it. Those are astonishing numbers. I can't even wrap my mind around it. But understand, folks, we're now getting the answer, Lee, to the question I know you've heard me say many times. There was a Center for Immigration Studies study. I still have it here. It's one of the yellow documents that I keep right beside my desk. And it found something astonishing. They polled, in the last year of the Biden administration, they polled actual illegal immigrants and asked them, do you have a job? Either legit, which isn't legit, it's breaking the law, but, you know, a job.
Right.
Or a under-the-table job. In other words, are you working? A slim majority, 51%, said, no, I do not have a job. I did podcasts on it. I've been mystified by this. How are they eating? How are they going to the doctor? Because, yeah, we know emergency, you have a heart attack, you go to the ER, right? They've got to treat you, right? We get that. But that doesn't, you can't go to the pharmacy and say, hey, I've got an emergency, I need my diabetes medication. Hey, I've got an emergency, I need my heart meds. You can't do that. They won't give it to you. So they have to be living somehow. And we are finding it, Lee. Overnight, we found another tranche.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This one, thanks to investigative work by the think tank Economic Policy Innovation Center, EPIC, and this is EPIC, found, are you ready for this? 1.5 million non-citizens and their families. So you see 1.5 million, understand, that's who holds the, you know, that's who the account goes to,
yeah,
right?
That's the recipient. That's not everybody that's involved.
Exactly. It's just like the Medicaid,
yeah,
where you see these numbers, 1.6, 1.5. No, that's like head of household, okay? So like everyone right in household has it. 1.5 million non-citizens received food stamps from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yep, this is how they're living. You get to food stamps, you get to free health care. Another, on top of that, 2.2 million children living with the non-citizens were also on food stamps. Some are anchor babies and some were just brought here.
Right.
Now, this data that they found is only fiscal year 2022. So there are likely millions and millions more. Here's the good news. This makes you mad. I get it. But This is how you begin to heal. This is what you do. Listen to this. That 1.5 million that we know of, non-citizens, collected a total of $4.2 billion in food stamp benefit payments. I guarantee it's at least double that now because that was only 2022. But we got it. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. You put this together with Trump's offer of, hey, listen, we'll pay to fly you home. We'll give you $1,000 each. Got a family of five. Hot, awesome. $5,000. Take the money. We know you needed to reestablish yourself. And you just fly back to Guatemala. Or if we catch you, you can't ever come back in the country. You're done. But if we, you know, don't catch you and you take the amnesties to fly down there and get out of here, then guess what? You can apply at a later date to come back to the country. It might take 20 years, but you can still apply. So we found that overnight. And when you cut up, we don't have jobs. We don't. Not for Americans, not for illegals. We don't. I mean, you just look at the ADP report from yesterday, for instance. So that's private job roles. ADP, it's not a screwed up government agency, so the numbers are probably correct. We've been creating 15,000 private sector jobs a week on average. That's an improvement because the month before it was net zero. Okay? That's the disaster that Joe Biden left Donald Trump. If you're doing that, you're like, wait, that's about, it's about 14.5, right? So it's about 55,000 private sector jobs. Total. There are 12 million illegal immigrants here from coming over the border and another roughly 12 to 13 from visa overstays. You do the math. That doesn't add up. They have to eat. They have to have a roof over their head. And we are finding out how they get that. They have to have health care. This is why you're seeing the Democrats are going wild, because it is a sign and a symptom of the fact we are finding this. And let me tell you what, the shadow nation brought here to replace you and get us to a one-party Chinese-style system. It's only going to take one vote and they know it. After that, they got total power. They don't care what happens. They'll screw over the illegals too, just like they're screwing over the poor in South Carolina right now. People that, and you know what's amazing about this? They had always been the party of the poor, had they not?
Oh, yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, us, we're the ones who care. We're the party of the poor. Well, that's us. Vote for us. Well, I guess that illusion shattered. They're the party of the elites and the illegals who they believe will vote them into power that one time. That's all they need is that one time with enough power to bulldoze the filibuster and remake the Supreme Court, turn it into a legislature, add multiple more states, get two senators each, permanent majority. But Lee, coming up on the show for the first time, we are on a cusp of a change that would be that big, that what I just described, remaking America for a generation in a way that would make us so much freer. I'll tell you what's going on with that. We've got some really good news coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.